anything can happen in the next 5 minutes. Did I really say that? This is my big slick presentation. It's the Billy West Podcast. Facebook, Twitter. Yes, thank you to everybody who Twittered and twattered and Facebooked me and, Podcast! It's the Billy West Podcast. I'm trying to squeeze the notes right into the verse I sing, and it really sucks. We all know the words except me. Diversity. I like that word. Yeah, podcast. Yeah. Yeah, we all know the chorus to this turkey. All right. Hey, here we go. Fifth podcast. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Did you see all the action that's going on Twitter and Facebook? And it's beautiful.
Yeah, you can follow us.
I thank everybody.
Thank you.
For chiming in, and I'm trying to friend and befriend. And
yeah, Twitter, Facebook, we have them all, Tinder.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Yeah. So, yeah, here we are. I'm Billy West, and this is my special guest, Jim Gomez.
Hi.
And you say what?
I'm saying, okay, so here we go. Our fifth episode, fifth podcast.
I said that.
Oh, right. All right.
Don't get confused.
Listening type podcast people, we're here with our latest podcast. And I have to announce, oh, here it is. This is my, okay, I'm looking at our deal memo here from CEO. We have to announce.
Him. Hey, you ever hear my impression of him?
No.
You guys are weak.
That's great. Well, listen, he's going to be with us today all day. By the way, he just got out of rehab and
really?
Yes.
He lasted that long?
He did. No, he's clean and sober.
How long was it? A month?
It was something like that.
Was it inpatient or outpatient?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But here he is today with us, and he's going to announce, apparently I have to tell everybody now, he's going to announce an adjustment to the podcast format. He's got some big ideas. He wants to implement them today, and we're excited. Something's going to happen.
Format change. What format? What are you talking about? You know, I know you want to be honest and let everyone know what we're doing here, except me, I guess. Like I said, you know, I don't know anything.
No, hey, no, it's not like that. It's today's production memo, I'm telling you. It's CEO has got some ideas, and, you know, I'm just, he wanted me to announce it, that's all.
I wish we didn't have to call him that.
Little CEO?
Just like little pig. I don't know, that's too harsh, man.
Wow.
That's cold, man, that's cold. Could you just do it and stop talking about it, would you?
Wow, man, you're a little jumpy today.
I know. There's something like a weird tension or energy around here today. I really don't know what it is, but I'm feeling a little paranoid or something. I don't know.
Mm. I guess if someone is going to be paranoid, then one is going to be a paranac.
Well, yeah, you know, like alcohol and alcoholism. They're related, you know.
Mm. Yes, right. And speaking of alcoholism and our new format, fresh out of rehab, we've got our new and improved boss here with us today right now. Hey, hi, boss.
Little CEO, clean and sober. Welcome back, man. I've been through it. It's you know, it can be done. You're not having any thoughts of recidivism, are you?
I don't even know what that is, but if you would just shut up and learn, you'll find out how this is a whole new me, and we're about to have a whole new order around here.
Ooh, that sounds really ambitious.
Yeah, and real creative, too.
You know what? You just hit it. That is the best way to stay sober. Just immerse yourself in your work.
You mean stay sober by not drinking?
No, throw yourself into your work. You know what I mean? Get busy with all that crap. It keeps your mind and your everything out of the trouble zones. I think it's a great idea.
Mm.
But I haven't even told you what it is yet, bright boy.
Okay, well, boss, tell us about this new and improved format we've been talking about for the Billy West Podcast. We are excited. Come on, let us know.
Okay. We're going to change up everything, see? Oh, and by the way, I have a Twitter handle at the Lil CEO.
You mean Little CEO or?
Yeah, but it's spelled L-I-L.
Oh, okay. L-I-L-C-E-O.
CEO.
Good, good. In order to be a creator, one must be an annihilator.
Ah, Friedrich Nietzsche.
Friedrich.
As I was saying, big changes around here, okay? This place needs a facelift, starting with your face.
What are you saying?
Okay, girls, listen up. I want you to meet the newest member of our little podcast family, a real man, Professor Thinko.
Dodo, goodbye.
Wow, a robot in a wheelchair.
What of it? I got a blue sign. I can be anywhere I want to be.
Oh, that's cool. The blue sign, you know, it's like fine.
He's not kidding.
Welcome, Professor Thinko. Please, come over here. Park yourself up here next to the mic. And tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, starting with, like, where are you from?
I am from Traverse City, Michigan. It's near Sault Ste. Marie.
I've been there. I love it. Sault Ste. Marie, that is. I've never been to Traverse City, but...
I have.
Well...
I have. I was from Detroit.
Oh, I see.
In case anyone should care to ask me.
Okay, well, good. Right. I didn't ask you, and we're really glad we heard that.
Back to Thinko.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, Mr. Thinko.
I am known as a conversion. What that means is that this original lead chassis was created for the 1939 Michigan World's Fair.
Wow, what did you do there?
I did very primitive and perfunctory things, like smoke a cigarette and say things like, "Howdy, partner, have a smoke." Pretending to be from the South, I fooled them real good.
So, Professor Thinko, that's fantastic. Hey, I got a question. What did you mean by conversion? You mentioned that earlier.
Not unlike all old battleships that now have been converted into nuclear-powered modern machinery, mostly for war. I am like that, but I am different.
So you're not programmed to be malicious in any way, are you?
Of course not.
Well, look, he's a work in progress, okay? We don't know what's going to happen yet.
Wow, that's amazing. Professor Thinko, so what can you do now, post-conversion? What's going on with you today?
I can do anything for an indefinite period of time.
See?
So what do you have, like an atomic heart or something?
Yes.
So they built it special in this conversion of you?
No.
So then where on earth would you get an atomic heart from anyway? Did you get it from another robot or something?
Sort of.
Am I getting warm at all?
Reply, Hazy. Try again later.
Sounds like he's part Magic 8-Ball.
No, let me try something. So this robot you got the atomic heart from, was he something else too at the same time, like another thing?
Getting warmer.
Okay, like a hybrid?
I hate that word.
All right, you hate it. Okay, but what was he, part human or part robot?
Hot. Very hot.
This is fun, Jim. I'm having a blast with this robot. He's going to be a great addition to the podcast. But could you talk faster, because you're going to drag this podcast down.
Hey, come on, he's our guest.
Lie there in a ditch and die.
This AI is really something.
Timing, Thinko.
He is pretty great, though.
All right, Thinko, I'm officially out of guesses. Who did the heart belong to?
Richard Bruce Dick Cheney.
Oh, him.
Ah, so you're like the Tin Woodsman. Now you have a heart.
Can the Tin Woodsman hack into NASA or the Federal Treasury?
No, I don't remember that part in The Wizard of Oz. All right, listen, Thinko, you're going to have to give us a lot of answers to some serious questions here. But first, I want to know, how did you get that wheelchair up here? I mean, we're above this stupid liquor store with one narrow rickety staircase.
It's fun to mix and match dimensions.
What do you mean by that?
Well, how do you know that your stupid attic that you can only reach by a condemned staircase doesn't exist in another dimension where the entrance isn't on the ground floor?
Well, you got a point. Well, shoot, that would explain it, right?
See, this is exactly why you should be on our podcast, because we can't even think on that level.
No, you cannot.
Okay, Professor, how about this one? Who or what is the biggest threat to our entire world?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Nye, the science guy?
You gotta be kidding.
How?
That nerd? He can't possibly be the worst threat.
Look him up. He graduated with just a B.A. He's a swing dance enthusiast. Science laughs at him. He is a cosmic chump with bushy eyebrows. Dangerous nerd.
What? Well, he did have that kids show on Disney years ago.
And you did describe him perfectly. Except that he looked kind of like a dromedary, like a camel. The science dromedary. All right. But wasn't he one of the first guys that spoke up about global warming?
He plays both ends against the middle to keep his floating crap game going.
I do remember Beekman's World with Paul Zaloom.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, he kicked Nye's ass back in the day in the arena of kids' science shows.
And rightly so. Just because you run around with a lab coat doesn't make you a man of science.
However, in another dimension, he's an honorable and honest guy.
All right, Professor Thinko, I just want to, you know, serious this up a little bit. What about this? What could we all be doing to stop global warming?
We should each and every one of us say out loud, I hate global warming.
I hate global warming.
Yes.
Like that?
Yes.
Okay, and then what? What if it doesn't work?
As a scientist, I hate to say this, but pray.
Everybody except you, I guess.
Damn straight.
See how it is?
Oh, okay, as a scientist, that's your prerogative.
Well, we're getting nowhere fast.
Einstein's theory of relativity. Bright boy, that one.
Whoa! Welcome, Jairaj.
Hi.
What an unexpected visit.
Yes, it is.
Come on, grab a chair. Sit down, please.
Okay, thank you. Don't mind if I do. Oh, I had a mango lassi on the way up here. And you know, by the way, I almost fell through those stairs coming up here.
I didn't have any trouble coming up here.
Oh, look, we're going to fix those stairs, so don't anybody worry about it, okay?
I'm so happy today that I'm going to fix those stairs.
Okay. So where are my congratulations?
Congratulations for achieving whatever it is you pulled off.
Jairaj, I'm sensing what's going on. What's the news?
He found a job.
Wow. Well, great, great, great. That's great.
So, Jairaj, that won't leave you with much time to come here, I suppose.
Time. I've got nothing but time. Can we get to the announcement now?
He's taking your job.
What are you talking about?
He's taking your job, stupid.
Yes, your option was canceled.
This is got to be a joke, right? I'm not going anywhere. This is stupid. This is my podcast. This is the Billy West podcast with special guest star Jim Gomez. Don't you know anything?
Not anymore. Now it's the Jairaj and Thinko show. Good name, right, guys?
Yes.
No, you can't do that. You can't fire Billy West from the Billy West podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Watch me.
Well, if he goes, I go.
You can't. You're under contract. You'd be in breach. Besides, we need someone to push the buttons. Now, Thinko?
Yes?
Kick West out of here.
No. I'm quitting right now. Huh? See? I win.
Yeah, you won. Now get out.
Hey, don't be pushy. Don't get pushy with me.
I hate when you win. Now give me back the keys.
They say winning isn't everything, but I won. I won. I don't care what you think. I won.
Okay, well, it's time for Jairaj, world's greatest foremost.
Authority.
Let's take your calls now.
I just love this. You know why?
Why?
Because everyone gets a trophy.
But we haven't won anything yet.
Oh, shut up and take the trophy. Everyone wins. Come on, take it. Even him.
Thanks.
But you don't have to be the best to win a trophy.
Yeah, listen, that was so last week. Ask any parent in this country. Everyone gets a trophy now. Even little dum-dum gets a trophy for not even showing up.
Okay, here's our first caller.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the podcast with Jairaj and Thinko. It's our show now.
I want my job back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the disgruntled ex-employee.
Can I have my job back, please?
Whoa, that's quite the ask for somebody who got ejected. Face it, you're pure arcanery from another century. Welcome to the digital age.
You have way too many moving parts.
Like he said.
Maybe he can be converted like you, Thinko.
You'd look good with a metal fedora and your skin painted silver.
I'm not gonna do that, and you know it. I thought you were an advanced robot. Why are you wasting time on something you know I'm not gonna do? Why are you pretending? You gotta be honest if you're gonna be on a podcast.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Anything for a wacky podcast bit?
I want my job back.
Shut up!
And by the way, world's greatest inspirational consultant, world beater, have you ever actually helped anyone or inspired anyone in any way? How many inspirational books have you sold?
Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up!
Okay, maybe we should take
shut
another...
Shut up!
Maybe we should take another call.
Hey, man. He wants his job back, so, like, give it to him.
Oh, is this Billy again? Yes, it is Billy again. I thought you won. Now get out of here.
Hit the bricks.
I like that. That's really funny. Now we're a fun show. Now it's a fun show, and it's fun around here.
Okay. Let's take another call.
Are you
call.
Having fun?
I'm having fun.
Or are you playing along?
We're going to take another call.
Wear the right color lipstick if you're going to be kissing my butt.
Or not.
Keep up the good work, boys. Thumbs up, big thumbs up.
Thank you, boss. Bedwetter.
Okay, time for another call. Let's have another call.
Hey, Jim, how about showing a little backbone there? You know, shows a little temerity.
Hey, you know, he's right. I think I should...
Shut up!
Oh.
You shouldn't think about anything. You'll think what I tell you to think.
Well...
I could vaporize him.
You could? Why didn't you say that before? What are you waiting for?
Hold on. I appeal to your sense of decency and your heart. You have a heart in there. You said so yourself. You got it from Cheney, you said.
Come on, vape him. Do it. We want action. This is an action show, you know, with real death. Better than any video game or any other podcast, for that matter.
But an advanced AI has a fail-safe feeling box.
You can't feel anything. How can you have feeling?
It's a small box filled with feelings. They're as real as your feelings are to you.
Can we take another call, please?
Hello, you're on the Gyroz show with Thinko.
I'm not on my meds.
That's not my problem.
They made it impossible to pay for these medications.
Well, just steal them.
Sometimes I get a horrible feeling of hopelessness and I pray that I don't act on it.
Wait a minute, is this what I'm thinking?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's drastic, all right. But you know what? I don't have time for this. What do you want me to tell you? Look, I gotta go. Seriously, I gotta get out of here.
I think we better have another call.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Listen, can I have my job back, please? Please?
Yes, if it were up to me, I'd have you... We need you back.
Oh, shut up. Don't let him back on the show. He can't stand the thought that he's not good enough. He can live with it. How about that?
That's not true. I mean, I get a little emotional, but I'm better than you. If you couldn't say the words shut up, you wouldn't have a show.
He's right. Logic trumps hot air.
Hold on, everyone. Looks like the CEO hotline is blinking. Go ahead, CEO.
Okay, number one, I don't like where this is going, Kay. It's not quite what I had in mind, actually. I thought you were going to be a wacky morning and fun show.
Not totally obnoxious. You've never inspired anyone except for the guy you brutalized and drove to suicide.
What are you talking about?
What just happened?
I don't remember a thing.
I'm still here.
Wow, that's good. Hey, stay strong, man. Stay strong. Listen, I'm going to call for some help for you right now. Stay on the line, brother. Hold on.
See, that's how you help a person, Gyroz. That's how we roll.
Shut up. Why don't you shut up? Just shut up. You can't learn to shut up.
Yeah, because you can't take it.
Okay. You don't have any right to call in because you're terminated. And you, Gyroz... You're the bedwetter. You call me a bedwetter, I'm calling you a bedwetter.
Shut up. Shut up! I had one little thing happen once, so shut up! Shut up!
Shut up, everyone!
Oh, Mr. Announcer, glad you could make it. We could use some sanity and clarity around here right about now.
Everyone just shut up, because it's time now for the Detroit Home Companion with your host, Harrison Neuralgia.
Hello again. Here we are broadcasting from the shores of Lake Erie, where the water is greener than Ireland and also the color of money, of which there's not a lot being made from disaster capitalism. But all that is for greater minds to figure out. Oh, Piffle, I'd be just wasting your time and my time. Time now to throw the marshmallows into the fire and hold your feet to the fire while you're at it. And if you have any old priceless paintings, throw them in, too. So without further warbling, it's time for another installment of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being. In Mr. Bastard's ongoing efforts to get a job, in order to get some money, so he can get his mother's oxygen tank out of the pawn shop, found himself as an agent for a rogue CIA operation whose goal it is to frame the President of the United States. Only problem is, Billy failed in his first two attempts to carry out his mission, and the general is not happy. Will the third time be the charm? Let's hear a melodic recap from Floyd Smoot and the All Day Hangovers. Take it away, Floyd.
Somewhere in Guadalajara, down in Mexico, a super secret compound, we watched the plan unfold. Something called OCH, Operation Cornhole. The Vice President, the House Speaker, and their nefarious plan that involves a big old stack of money and genetically effed up corn. Meanwhile, at the White House, Billy activates Plan C. Shh, let's have a moment of silence for the caterer, Sydney. He forgot to bring the pesto, and now he's history.
Cut to somewhere in the skies at night. Gus the parrot, carrying a roll of papers and wearing goggles, makes his way through the inclement weather. Flapping, flapping, tirelessly, he braves the elements.
Must keep flying.
Cut to Guantanamo, where General Scheisentrauser debriefs the debriefed Billy.
So let me get this straight. You say the dude looked like a lady? Never mind. Look, this isn't Operation Reach Around, Secret Agent Joy Boy. This is your last chance. And if you can't execute this plan, then the plan will be to execute you. All right, listen up. Plan C of Frame the President.
The general pulls out several items. A communist flag, a bronze bust of our newest bestest amigo Castro, and an autographed picture of Simon Cowell.
Now, in your new super-secret identity, you're gonna take these weapons of character assassination and plant them in the White House. And when FUX News releases pictures from the Oval Office and breaks the story, President revealed as unpatriotic, limey-loving communist, impeachment proceedings will commence. Now get it done. And get some pants!
Back at the White House, where we see Billy in coveralls, buffing the floor with a giant floor polisher. Having a lot of trouble, the buffer appears to be polishing Billy.
Whoa! 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 Ah! I'm losing control! Hey! Hey! Hey!
As Billy's lack of control increases, the action ramps up to the point where Billy is being spun around at an incredible rate. The flailing and out-of-control Billy starts breaking furniture and priceless heirlooms as he spins out of control. Just then, the First Lady appears on the scene, sees him and screams.
Oh, shit! There goes the Davenport! There goes the Chippendale Tallboy with the Ming Dynasty vase on top of it! There's a crazed hillbilly going berserker up in here!
Just then, the President himself appears.
Move over, dear. Let me take care of this. Come here, son. Let me show you how to do this.
The President calmly takes control of the floor polisher and proceeds to show Billy the subtle nuances of using a heavy-duty floor buffer.
I guess there's some kind of effing trick to this.
Well, there is. And it's all in the wrist. Less force, more control. It's like a Zen thing.
Oh, Zen, sure. That old Zen. I forgot about that Zen crap. How do you know about all this janitor stuff anyway?
Well, son, I wasn't always in the White House. I had to start somewhere, and that was working with my daddy. He was a union man, a custodial engineer like yourself, and he showed me that a man who hath a trade half an estate. But then all the buffing jobs went to China.
Wide-eyed, Billy nods as the president continues.
Yep, broke the old man's heart. Well, enough of that melancholia. Hey, ever have a tour of the White House? A presidential tour?
The president shows Billy the White House library, Lincoln's bedroom, and the presidential swag room, where the president shows Billy some of the gifts that have been received over the last century.
Now, these jade carvings were a gift from China. I think they're plastic. And these masterpiece paintings were given to us from Austria, although they did say they wanted them back. And Egypt gave us this beautiful gold hookah, some high karate cologne, and a 6,000-year-old bottle of beer.
Just then, the president is interrupted by an aide.
Mr. President, you're 10 o'clock, sir? Excuse me, son. I have to go. It's nice chatting with you. My house is your house. In fact, it's everybody's house.
The president leaves Billy to himself and the 6,000-year-old beer. Meanwhile, back in Operation Cornhole headquarters in Mexico, in a different quadrant of the complex, the vice president takes the group of Chinese investors on a tour.
All right, gentlemen, prepare yourself for the unfathomable, the gastronomical, big bionic bovinity, the cornerstone to my grand plan, meet CX39000, Rosie, the genetically engineered, refried, bean-eating, mad cow!
The vice president unveils what appears to be a 12-story cow. How now, 12-story cow? Wow. Here are a few clips from the next episode of Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being.
My new state-of-the-art hybrid vehicle, the P&P, the world's first pootermobile that runs on Fuel X.
Well, that was semi-interesting. A real cliffhanger, what do you say?
Okay, another installment of the adventure series, Billy Bastard, Amateur Human Being. Great.
Oh, geez. This is ponderous, man. We need to bring some more entertainment value to this podcast. And I know how to do it, because I have a plan.
Oh, yeah? What's the plan?
I don't want to talk about it. You'll see on the next podcast. It's going to be a real eye-opener. Or in this case, a real ear-opener.
Oh, come on. What's your plan?
Maybe I'll spit out a spoiler or two on Twitter.
Twitter? You're on Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
At The Real Gyraj, okay? Everybody get it? Just go there and just let the world know.